A Caravan Like a Canary, written by Sasha Worsley and read by Cecilia Ramsdale. It was still there, hidden under a tarpaulin behind the big shed in Nan's sprawling backyard. I dragged off the tarp and pockets of it got caught on metal, tearing clean lines through the plastic weave. By the time I'd pulled it away, the tarp was in long blue strips on the ground. Shed vestments. The caravan seemed to loom and wobble before me, almost terrifying in its familiarity. The battered tin of its sides, the rusted tow hook, silver gaffer tape over the broken windows perished and crumbling into glitter on the kikuyu. The paintwork was still yellow but had faded in patches over the years. The tyres were flat, snails with rubber heads and tails squeezing out on either side of the whorls of the rims. They'd have to be replaced if I were to have any chance of towing it up to elsewhere. Stop. Never going to happen. I took a step closer and skipped a heartbeat when something scaly rustled in the grass at my feet. A blue tongue.
You want the blue tongues, Nan used to say. If you've got them in your garden, it means you've got no snakes.
I thought it was some kind of quantum fact. One cannot exist in the same dimension as the other. This was a male, big-headed and grumpy. He gave me a languorous hiss and waddled away. Face up against the cracked, taped window, I peered in. The caravan was as yellow inside as out now, cobwebbed and stained, the kind of filth that can only come from years of mouldering behind a shed, ignored and willfully forgotten. I bundled up the tarp and tossed it into the shed, then headed back along the side driveway to the front of the house. I prized a key out of a split at the bottom of the timber window frame. Only us Buttons knew about that key. This house would soon be my home again. I'd been managing the tenants for my aunt since she'd inherited Nan's old place. Auntie Jackie lived in Brisbane and didn't get over to Perth very often. The most recent tenant had vacated 2 months earlier and there was a glut of rentals in Fosdyke, so it was proving hard to fill at the rate my aunt was asking. No one wanted to live on a barely fenced, sprawling land parcel with a ramshackle house when they could have a townhouse or apartment this close to the city. Auntie Jackie said she needed the rental money and asked me if I could move in. The lease on my apartment was coming up for renewal, so I gave notice that I'd be vacating. I could never see the front room without picturing Nan's old couch against the wall, lumpy as a body bag, upholstered in brown and orange wool. The adjacent wall, stained with age, was where a low, faux wood cabinet with sliding glass panels had stood, a classic example of 1970s carpentry. Nan's squat little TV had sat on top, rabbit-eared antennae trying and failing to pick up a good signal for the ABC. I locked the front door behind me and glanced into the kitchen. The tap dripped into the deep sink every 6 seconds. In Nan's bedroom, the wall mirror was the only thing of hers that remained, that and the ancient carpet. It had been a long time since her old dressing table hulked in the dim corner. When Nan was alive, her dressing table had been a clutter of Avon, prescription medications, and Fisherman's Friend lozenges for her cough. Zach once stole the packet and ate them all, resulting in a well-deserved bout of diarrhea. The mirror showed me my tight expression. I tried to relax the frown off my face and drop my shoulders a notch. Then a message pinged through on my phone. Mum. Tara, is it there? Me. Yes, it's still here. Mum, how soon can you bring it up to me?